on the muddy side of the mountain, and both of us touched by tragedy. A combination that everybody from our town said would never work. I don't give a damn what people think. Paul is constantly telling me, I love you and you love me, and that's all that matters. But now, my hand feels under the jacket to my still flat stomach. What will he think about this little surprise blooming inside my belly? I have no idea. His mother, the people in town, friends who've known him all his life, I know exactly what they'll say. They'll say that this baby was no accident, that the littlest Keller will cement my place at the family dinner table in a way that three carrots on my ring finger can't. That marriages are temporary, but children are until the end of time. But now he's really trapped. Sugar daddy, sugar baby, baby daddy. By now, the wind has pushed me away from the dock, and I start the engine and swing the boat around. Paul and I live on a cove, but the currents here are swift, the water dangerously deep. The hill his house is perched on doesn't stop at the shoreline, but plunges to depths of up to 300 feet. There's a whole town buried down there, tucked in the hills of what was once a thriving valley. Homes, roads, farms, schools, graveyards. Whenever anything manages to wriggle loose, a battered shingle, an algae-covered shoe, a slimy dog collar, it ends up here in Skeleton Cove. Halfway to the town center, I ease up on the throttle going around a point to Bucknob Cove and look westward, over the water and mountains and endless smoky skies. I've never lived anywhere else but Lake Crosby, North Carolina. I've never even considered it. And still, the raw beauty of this place can take my breath away. These mountains are as much a part of me as my own skin and bones. The connection as real as the cells multiplying in my belly. If I close my eyes, I can feel the plates shifting under my feet. I am the mountains. And the mountains are me. I couldn't live anyplace else if I tried. It's the one thing I can't resent my mother for, I suppose. Choosing this place to have a family. Not that she was much of a parent. I mostly raised myself, and then I raised my brother, Chet. Which is how I know love can only go so far. Love doesn't put food on the table. Love doesn't pay the rent or the creditors who come banging at the door. A baby needs so much more than love. People say I married Paul for the money, but that's just not true. I married him because I love him. And I love him for all the things he provides. A mortgage-free roof over my head and a belly stuffed with nutritious organic food. Health insurance and car insurance and cell phone and internet. The freedom of never having to choose between going cold or going hungry again. A life that is safe and stable and secure. And really, when you think about it, isn't security just another word for love? 2. The town of Lake Crosby isn't much, just 3 square blocks and some change. But it's the only town in the southern Appalachians perched at the edge of the water, which makes it a popular tourist spot. Paul's office is at the far end of the first block, tucked between a fudge shop and Stewart's Craft Cocktails, which, as far as I can tell, is just another way to say pretentious bar. Most of the businesses here are pretentious farm-to-table restaurants and specialty boutiques, selling all things overpriced and unnecessary. For people like Paul, town is a place to socialize and make money. In his case, by selling custom house designs for the million-dollar lots that sit high in the hills or line the lake shores. My old friends serve his drinks and wait his tables, but only the lucky ones. There are 10 times more locals than there are jobs. The covered terrace for the cocktail lounge is quiet, a result of the off-season and the incoming weather, the sign on the door still flipped to closed. I'm passing the empty hostess stand when I notice movement at the very back. A tattered shadow peeling away from the wall. Jax, the town loon, the crazy old man who lives in the woods. Most people turn away from him, either out of pity or fear, but not me.